Hi, my name is Cole, and this is episode number 5 of Sustainable Living, Health Fads and the Internet. Today, we have our first guest, Josie, the leader of the USI Veg Club and active in Vegans of Evansville Community Action. So, Josie, health culture and diet fads, what's your take?
I think that diet culture is incredibly toxic, and it's super conducive to the fact that our media portrays a life that we should hate ourselves and we should always strive to buy their products. I think it's important to deconstruct diet culture by looking at the materialistic implications of it.
So, as you said, I guess the thing I could relate closely to that would probably be, you think about, people that work out all the time for like bodybuilding.com and just any sort of like dieting website thing where you have these people talking about, this is how I look and I look this way because I did this. I mean, like, how do you feel about that? Like, what do you think of that?
So when you say that, I really think of influencers on Instagram or Twitter, kind of like Kim Kardashian West, people that are paid to sell you a product. It's incredible how inclusive, and the idea of like personalizing your diet because you see people that you look up to, these influencers on social media who can sell you a product more slyly, more in a manipulative way because you feel close to them compared to like just watching something on TV and striving for it.
Yeah. And I think that everyone relates to this topic, especially because everyone has an idol and everyone has brand loyalty. So when you think about it that way, you know, you have brand loyalty towards, you know, maybe it's Adidas. So I think of Kanye West because I like some rap music, hip hop stuff. The way Kanye West projects himself and, you know, the person that he is, you know, he might be sponsored by some sort of thing where like they're promoting, like, you know, maybe even if it's like not health related, he's just promoting a product, and sometimes that could even be like a way of life, and then people pick up on that and they're just like, oh yeah, this is what I need to do to achieve like Kanye West status, you know, like it seems so close, but it's still so far out of reach, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we're all kind of social creatures. We all look for the validation of ourselves and others, and we really learn by looking at others and mirroring what they do. So it's not far off, especially with an idol or an influencer, to have a lot of power over how people live their lives. I think what's important for living in today's society is how to maneuver this world that is highly influential over your own mental health, and learn how to be independent and have self-esteem when everyone's trying to sell you a product on why you shouldn't have it and how you'll never be good enough until you have these products.
Yeah. And it's funny that you say that because, you know, everyone has these specific passions, and with specific passions, there are specific products and specific messages behind those products. And I guess this is getting a little bit off topic because, that, you know, some products, not all products are health related. And as far as dieting goes, I mean, you take a look at the people that, the way they go about it, and how they project their diets, it's almost seen as like, I mean, it's so hard to talk bad about something when you see the results and you're missing a piece, because you can't really break it down and say, oh, this isn't like, that's not factual, that's not like, that is real because you see the pictures. And when people see that, they jump to it because, you know, it might be someone they've looked up to. And I mean, what would you say is a brand or something, as far as food goes, that you probably have brand loyalty towards, that they kind of portray this, like, if you eat this, you're like a health freak, or like you're healthier, you know?
Yeah, I think that there are definitely a lot of products, like, being vegan, there are a lot of products that are misleading about the health benefits of the product. Like Amy's, everyone thinks that it's super healthy just because it is whole food, because it's plant-based, but plant-based doesn't always necessarily mean that it's the best for you. Like, olive oil is plant-based, but oil is incredible, like, has detrimental effects on your skin and overall well-being. So I think deconstructing, you know, the myth that there's an end-all be-all of healthy is important to deconstruct, like, why these brands are trying to sell you something. Like, they're really trying to say that we are the end-all be-all, and if you do something this way, it can be healthy. But I think the goal of this discussion is to deconstruct these myths and talk more about personal health.
Yeah, and I personally deal with a lot of these things on a day-to-day basis, as much as I'm sure everyone else does, because we're consistently put in an environment where everything is projected through a screen, and we're forced to, I mean, we're kind of just forced into it all. I mean, you go to the grocery store, and, you know, no matter what it is you're cooking, whether it's a vegan dish, a keto dish, or just a whole foods dish, anything, you're kind of like, you're stuck in between decisions. Like, do you want to pay $3.99 for this hummus, or do you want to pay $4.99 for the organic hummus? And, like, just by that label being put on something, you know, it leads you to believe that dollar that you're spending is 100% justified simply just because of a label. So, you know, and going into that with dieting, whenever you put labels on things like that, you know, initially some of these labels either give off a positive or a negative vibe, just depending on, you know, what it is you're talking about. Like, obviously, when you think of something non-GMO, you're like, yeah, this is, like, healthy. But non-GMO is just no genetically modified ingredients. So it's like, it matters and it makes a difference. But just because you eat something that's non-GMO doesn't mean you're necessarily healthy. And the idea of health isn't always a label, because just a label doesn't make you healthy. Your choices, you know, and what you do, I mean, all that goes into it.
Yeah, I think the need to get away from labels and to just recognize personal health is super important to one's personal growth. I mean, I'd like to take this time to bring up health at every size. I mean, people think that promoting people that go from 400 pounds to 300 pounds aren't worthy of praise or worthy of recognition. And we have this idea that health has to be being within your BMI range, or, you know, eating a certain diet or working out a certain way. But health is really about being able to cope with life. It's about the ability to be mentally resilient. And it's incredibly personal to each person. But the way that society tries to push labels really glosses over the fact on how hard self-love and self-care is. It's not just a product that you can buy. It's not just a label you can be under. It truly is an incredibly personal thing.
Yeah, and I wholeheartedly agree with that. And I think it's funny that you bring up the BMI thing, because something personally that I've experienced is that just because, you know, it's really funny, like, you take a look at what we're supposed to weigh for like the size, you know, how tall we are, and then you look at how much you weigh, and then you take a look at your BMI, and it's like, you know, how do these all correlate, and how it's, some of it seems like nonsensical simply because it almost feels as if there's rules, like, to follow to be healthy. And that's not necessarily what I believe is really the idea of health. I believe the idea of healthy is feeling healthy, and you might be in a certain range to where on paper you're healthy, but unless you feel healthy and you can talk about it and express it through, you know, physical activity, through mental health, I mean, through your work, I mean, like, every day we go through things that, I mean, like, if you are truly healthy, then life should be easy and it should feel easy. And it, just because you are healthy, it doesn't mean that everything's going to be easy, but it should be a little bit easier, because health not only defines our overall physical health, but, you know, mental health and getting over all of this, all of these trends and things. I think it's really how you achieve, you know, a personalized healthy instead of a more projected, this is what you should look like. So, Josie, what is your idea of health?
So I want to make the disclaimer that I'm incredibly privileged to have the emotional availability and resources to come to the conclusions that I have about what would be best for my life. And so I just want to state outright that I have to do what's best for me every day. And ultimately, I don't know what's best for everyone else. I just hope that by stating my own opinions that I can help send a message that other people resonate with and maybe can motivate them to make change in their life. But my idea of health is ultimately being able to live a life that gets me away from this capitalist dystopia and promotes genuine health for my body and my mind and promotes kindness to everyone around me.
So what would you say your day-to-day life looks like so that you can achieve these overall health goals?
I feel that what my number one goal is to be mentally resilient. I'm definitely still working on myself. I definitely do not have this figured out at all, but what matters is the effort to try to be mentally resilient, to be able mm-hmm. to cope with what life throws at me, to not be so emotional or get offended so easily. You know, it's important to be in touch with your emotions, but there's a time and a place for that. And I feel that getting that in check is the number one thing that someone has to do, the ability to look at themselves and accept themselves and put in the hard work that it takes to love yourself. Because it's not mm-hmm. like after years and years of hating yourself, like the media has told you, you can't just say, oh, well, now I'm going to love and accept myself and be able to look at the stuff that I don't want to accept as part of myself and then truly be able to resonate with that piece and do what I must to accept that part and move on. But my day-to-day is just trying to cope with an unkind reality and trying to be kinder.
So I guess to break it down into like a lower level, when you hear about people who engage in health regimes and just diets and things like that, I mean, personally, like diets and dieting for you, what do you think is the optimal way to really like personalize your own diet, even if you are, you know, maybe even struggling with that, or like what helps you get through that?
Honestly, what helps me, because like I'm beginner 101, is just the ability to actually recognize what I'm eating, to be very vulnerable about how our eating stances are different and how our diet definitely isn't the same. I'm currently overcoming a binge eating disorder, and what's hard about that is just recognizing how much food I eat.
Yeah.
And so the ability to just take a step back and record what I eat in a day, mm-hmm. to look at the sources of those foods, it's important to just do that. And I feel like that's a baby step that's often overlooked, but it is really yeah. hard if you're, you know, suffering from these things.
But yeah, everyone is different when it comes to food, and a lot of people, you know, if food can be a sensitive topic depending on if you are a picky eater or if you're not a picky eater. Me personally, I am usually willing to eat whatever it is, the way that I eat is I try to mentally record and not beat myself up, you know, what it is that I'm consuming. And for me personally, I think with my eating, I try not to beat myself up for eating so much, because sometimes, you know, I think it's really important to like listen to your body. And if your body's like, yeah, I'm hungry, I'm starving, like you should eat. But granted, that being said, I think that, you know, when your body is telling you that, you need to provide it with nutrients, and you need to nourish your body, and you don't need to be like, yeah, I'm starving, like, let me go to like this huge buffet and like pig out. And I think that a lot of people struggle because when they do that, they beat themselves up. And it's just one of those things, like, you know, just because one of my good friends told me that, you know, like, everyone has, you know, if you have this like health goal of losing weight or just like eating healthy, you know, before you eat something unhealthy, as long as you know that it's not going to make you any farther, nor is it going to make you any closer to your health goal, whether it is like if it's weight loss, then like then you can just make that decision knowing like it's not a bad thing, it's not a good thing, it's just a decision, you know?
Yeah, I think the way that you pose it takes a lot of the guilt away, and it, you know, is more conducive to the mindset of choosing to be kind to your body. I feel like it's a real slap in the face to diet culture to be like, I don't care about losing weight, I don't care about how I look, what I care about is truly putting good into my body, celebrating the natural gifts of this world. But I think that, you know, what we're talking about is incredibly interesting because it shows the difference in perspectives that we have. You know, I come from a binge eating background where I just eat so much, and you come from a restrictive background where you don't eat enough. We have different ideas about body image, so, and like how diet plays into that. And I wanted to ask you personally, Cole, what is your idea of health?
So, my idea of health, I guess my idea of health, obviously with the theme of the podcast being about personalization, is entirely about personalization. And I believe that a lot of people fail to meet their goals, long term, short term, whatever term, simply because they fail to personalize their eating. And you know, when I think about healthy for myself, I think about, am I full? Did I enjoy the food? And do I feel good? And am I gonna, is this helpful? And, you know, like as you said, everyone thinks about food so differently. So whenever, I mean, like personally, sometimes I think about food as fuel. And that is simply because I do a lot of training. I'm a rock climber and I'm a very active person. And depending on what kind of person you are, food can be very sensitive. It can be a very sensitive topic. And I look at food as fuel simply because I'm fueling my body every day to be in a high performance athlete. So health to me is basically being aware of what I'm doing and when I'm doing it. And not everyone has to feel this way. And, you know, I don't want anyone to feel like they have to think the same way as someone else, because, you know, just because I do these things doesn't mean you have to do them, and it doesn't mean that like anyone else has to do it. It's just that I do it because I love to do it, and my idea of food and eating is completely different from everyone else's. And maybe not entirely, but it is very separate from what other people think. So I think that people need to focus more on what their goals are with eating. And if they love to eat, then they should eat. And they should eat what they love. If they don't like to eat, then they should... I think if you don't like to eat, you should work on that either way. So I think that people need to work on, you know, things like that. Like, if you don't like to eat, there's a problem there. But yeah, that's kind of how I feel about healthy eating.
Yeah, I think food is really good, and it genuinely does give you the tools to live your day-to-day life, to work out, to worship yourself. I think what diet culture brings on is that diet culture is a punishment. It's a punishment for being an eyesore on society. You are fat, and therefore you need to conform in this way. You need to look normal. But what a genuinely mentally healthy person says is rejecting this idea that dieting and exercising is a punishment. It's mm-hmm. a reward. Like, every day when I go to the gym, it's a time to reflect on my emotions and to worship myself for all that I am, to Absolutely. Appreciate my body, you know, because you were talking yeah. earlier about, like, people's ability to do things. Like, my whole left leg don't work. And I get so onto myself about that all the time. I just get so sad about not being able to run like the other kids and, like, walk normally. But I have to be so grateful and feel blessed in the moments that I can move my right leg. I can mm-hmm. still move my body in ways that I won't be able to when I'm 60. And I should celebrate and yeah. worship that. Same thing with eating. It's going to temple every time you sit down to eat. You are your own god, and you fuel your superpowers.
Yeah, and yeah, I completely agree with all that. It's just, you know, only you can track your progress, and it's like whenever, you know, we know our bodies and we know what they look like. So whenever we make progress and we do something, you know, obviously we want confirmation, but the only confirmation that I think we really need is internally, because when you get that and you can truly see, like, the progress and the results, then you stop looking for that outside confirmation, because it's not necessary. And I think this is how people obtain, you know, just eating disorders in general, because, you know, some people, you may have a high metabolism, and they notice that, you know, other people might see this person eats this way. They eat all this food. How am I fat and I eat like nothing? And people don't understand that everyone is different in that way. So, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely like to say that health is, it's definitely a mental thing over physical thing. You know, if you look to yourself for that external validation and you don't love yourself when you go through losing weight, like I kind of talked about before in the diet culture section, you will just create a whole new monster in your head about what you look like and who you really are now. And it's important to have those mental skills that allow you to be like, I go to the temple, which is the gym, to worship myself. I give myself that time to think and reflect and cope. And that's the most valuable lesson that you could ever learn going to the gym. But you'll never get there unless you put in the hard work. And it's not easy. There are so many times that you will quit. You will quit. But it's the ability to come back time and time again and not give up on yourself.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's good. I think, yeah, I think everyone should be left with the message that health isn't about what anyone says it should be. It's what you want it to be, and then you should go get that and achieve that. And once you reach your goals, then you can continue to make new goals. And then from then on, you will live a happier life mentally and physically. So I would like to state that although today Josie and I have shown you guys our diets and how we go about living and growing as individuals, although that we live a certain way or eat a certain way, it's not necessarily the best way to live as far as overall how everyone should live. It's basically the personalized diet we've created for ourselves. And going back to that, it's not necessarily about doing what we do, but taking the tools that we've provided in this to go and create something similar to what we have for ourselves.
It's not really about what we're saying, but how you can apply it to your life, how you can look at yourself and find the best tools to talk to yourself about what you need, about how to accept yourself for who you already are, and how to make changes to put them in place to become a better you. But it's important to remember that the better you is you right now. You don't have to love yourself when you lose 10 pounds or you run 10 miles in an hour. It's about your ability to accept yourself for who you are.
And ending on that note, I would like to thank Josie for being the first guest on the show and providing an outside look on just this topic and on her opinions and just overall what she thinks about health culture, dieting fads, and just what it takes to truly create your own diet and reach that level of personalized happiness and control.
I really wanted to say thank you, Cole, so much for having me on, especially to give me a platform to talk about something so deeply personal and inspirational to me. I hope that the words that I can say can be influential in some way so that people can apply what they need to live their best lives. And I'm really thankful that you and I can come together as a team and work really
Absolutely.
Well in speaking on that.
So is there anything that you would like to bring up going on in your life right now?
Oh, yes. So actually this Friday, February 21st, there will be a free pot lunch of plant-based foods at the Jazz Lounge at the USI campus from 10:30 a.m. to noon. We would really love for the whole Evansville community to come out and just share a meal with us and maybe some smiles.
So thank you for letting everyone know about that. I'll do my best to make it. I'd like to thank the audience for listening, and I hope that we've provided you guys with the tools to build your own life and I guess make those micro or major adjustments that you need to, depending on what it is you're wanting in your life as far as dieting and health goes. And I hope that the overall message wasn't about that we're living this perfect life. It's, you know, that we've struggled and we continue to struggle, but we've learned, you know, what we need. And at the end of the day, there will always be a consistent struggle to, you know, reach these goals. But if you can understand how to help yourself, then you can reach those goals and you can continue moving forward. So thank you for listening to episode number 5, and I will see you guys on episode number 6 of Sustainable Living.